The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Hello and welcome to another glorious edition of the Rated R Safety Show. Today's date, because that's important for some people. August the 14th. That is lovely Wednesday of our glorious year 2019. So I got in some rants over the overnight, but they're kind of late, so I am not going to be able to do much with it this morning because I have a previous, or let me rephrase that, I have another engagement that I must attend to. Not that you're not important in regards of getting those rants out there, but I have to make sure that I'm on time, especially because it's a speaking engagement, so people get upset if you don't show up at the time that you're supposed to. So let's not waste any time and get straight into the news.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's go over the headlines on what's going on in the news as we are currently speaking on this glorious day of August the 14th. The federal government has spent more than $3.7 trillion since October of last year, setting a new record. During the same time, it ran a deficit of over $866 billion. The spending beats a record of from 2009, which was $3.5 trillion over a 10-month period. Not safety related, but depending on how you want to look at it, of course it could be important. Something that you need to look at and what actually the national deficit is going into. And what are our spending habits? Aren't those quite fantastic? New record there of $866 billion in differences. How fantastic is that? Now, have you heard of this called Robonaut Fedor? And then it could be Fedor, depending on the language. But here, let me kind of go through it. So Robonaut Fedor. And I'll say Fedor because I'm into MMA and there's a pretty popular fighter that his name is Fedor. Has limbs and structures like a human, but is totally a robot. The Russian creation will blast off to the International Space Station on August the 22nd. It stands 6 feet tall, weighs about 233 pounds. So I'm kind of convinced that this is actually being made because of that actual fighter. Because that fighter, the name and the weight and the height is almost identical. Not that that is important to the actual news story, but that's pretty freaky getting a robot the full size of a human being out there. Here's some information coming from down under in Australia. A 21-year-old man has been subdued after stabbing one woman and threatening others in a busy downtown area of Sydney, Australia. Bystanders used a chair, milk crate to approach the knife-wielding man, but still kept their distance. Officials say that it's not related to terrorism, but that the investigation remains ongoing. If you're curious more about this, you can actually pull it up on the Greenwich Times reports that's available online. Let's talk about this one real quick. Cybersecurity firm Pentest Partners has exposed a security flaw in 4 gay dating and hookup apps that are easily pinpointed to the exact position of its user. If you use triangulation techniques to verify the exact building or location of some users. And then when cross-referenced with information provided by the user in the app, it made it pretty easy to figure out who they are. When approached by the firm, the three of the platforms said that they'd fix the situation. So think about that. 3 out of the 4 said they were going to fix the situation. Now, I have to tell you, if you're looking for a hookup app or a dating app, you want to be real careful on that. I always tell people you should probably look into a VPN, but you didn't ask for my opinion. So we went down under, so let's now go up north after talking about some different things here. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is pushing for tighter gun laws. His policy to push comes on the spike of gun violence in Toronto, where there has been 267 shootings and 20 deaths so far this year. That's up a bit from the 248 shootings last year over the same period that actually led to about 30 deaths. In the meantime, the Canadian government will spend $1.13 million on beefing up Toronto's police force. And we're constantly talking about some odd stuff, so I had to bring this up. This news story is coming directly out of New York. A New York doctor is headed to jail after conviction of prescribing nearly, you ready? 10,000 opioids between 2011 and 2016. A press release shows the Department of Justice indicates that Dr. Sanjay Kumar was a cash-only clinic, and patients could reliably leave with a script in hand for the addictive drugs each time. He'll be sentenced early next year. Now, let me tell you a little bit about some creepiness that's coming out of, you guessed it, good old Florida. Nicholas Nelson is in jail after sending a woman thousands of text messages over 12 days in April. The Broward County man met the woman through a friend a few times and appeared to send her texts out of the blue. Some highlights include, the only man you'll ever be with again is me. Her and I can drive tanks around America and blow up churches or whatever we want, and you could just protect us. I'm not suicidal, not even in the least, but I'd rather die than spend time in jail. This is all coming from the Sun Sentinel down in Broward County. On April the 17th, Nelson sent the woman a picture of what appears to be an airport parking lot ticket from an unknown airport with the caption, I'm going to start blowing up planes to prove my point. He was finally booked on Sunday. So what kind of bullshit is that where somebody would actually randomly just start sending thousands of texts to someone that they barely had met and then sending them some random shit like that? That's crazy. But anyways, that's just kind of my point of view, and you didn't ask for that. I want to tell you another story real quick. I have some pretty interesting things that occur from time to time, and I had some person actually contact me earlier in the week and send me this very, very strange message on how they feel about the show. And it was very, very graphic on how they described the show made them feel. Kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable. But I thought it was kind of funny at the time that it did occur as I read it. But now that I've given it a little bit more thought, it was creepy, especially after reading that text messages. Little news story right there. Anyways, let's continue down the path. Like I told you before, I'm going to tell you about what days of the year you can actually celebrate here today. So as you might know or not know, today is known as Creamsicle Day, Social Security Day, and Tattoo Removal Day. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure which is the most painful out of the three that I just mentioned. Tattoo Removal Day sounds like a pain, especially depending on where you actually have it located. Social Security Day, does that mean that's the day you get to apply for it? I don't know. I always thought that was age specific. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.